USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is urging state residents to prepare for a lot of rain from Tropical Storm Elsa. He says the northern part of the state could get hit especially hard. This comes as the storm is nearing hurricane strength with winds of up to 70 miles an hour. President Biden is speaking about the success of the coronavirus vaccine rollout in the United States.
Because of our wartime effort to administer 300 million shots and arms in just 150 days, more than 182 million Americans have received at least one shot, including nearly 90% of seniors and 70% of adults over the age of 27.
The Biden administration missed its goal of having 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated by now, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Another ransomware attack leaves a company scrambling.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 100 people in Oregon died during the heat wave. The Oregon State Medical Examiner has increased the total number of deaths related to heat to 107. The heat wave brought the hottest temperatures ever recorded to many parts of Oregon. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians.
Members of the U.S. women's soccer team are going viral for what some people believe is a wrong reason.
A rendition of the national anthem by 98-year-old World War II veteran Pete Dupre on a harmonica was played for the U.S. women's national soccer team on the Olympic send-off match. Two of the U.S. players turned their back on Old Glory. The Mexican team, on the other hand, stood in attention. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.